This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Otepoti Youth Vibe Check.
Vibe Check on Youth Zone is all about the young people and youth support organisations in Dunedin.
Fortnightly Wednesdays at 4:30 p.m. hear about what's coming up around the city. Podcasts are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and oar.org.nz.
Kia ora everyone, welcome back to Vibe Check, a show on the youth support organisations and events in Otepoti, Dunedin. We have Tumiche here on the pod. Tumiche hosts the Art Lens podcast, which is a new podcast here on ORFM's Youth Zone. Kia ora, Tumiche.
Hi, Arena.
I'm very excited to have this chat with you. Because you were part of Layers of Identity, a project that we hosted last year. And that was the first time I really had a chat with you about your story of belonging. And it'll be great to have that conversation again today. But what's really interesting is you have just launched your own podcast, Yay. The Art Lens, and that came out of our connection to Layers of Identity. But do you want to tell us about your new podcast and what it's about?
Yes. So thank you for having me again, Arena. So the Art Lens podcast is about uplifting young artists across disciplines to give them a chance to discuss their creative processes and promote their work. Just because I feel there's not enough spaces in Aotearoa for young artists to just talk about their work freely, at least on a regular basis. And so the Art Lens is a really good way to be able to talk to other artists and just bring them on so they can talk about their work a bit more and go beyond the typical surface level promotions that they may or may not encounter within their respective industries. So that's why I started the Art Lens podcast. So,
and when you say artists, what do you mean by that?
Well, art is very subjective, people would say, but artists for the Art Lens generally could be anything from writers, painters, musicians, actors, any young person in the creative space. And I do say creative with quotation marks because, like I said before, art is very subjective. What someone might consider art might not be another person's idea of art, so it is quite subjective. But generally, the Art Lens is just about looking for young creatives, young people that want to get into their art, or emerging artists, or people that are interested in art but don't know where to start. I think the Art Lens is a really good place for them to just talk about it, and give them a chance to just clear their thoughts in a way. So, yeah.
I love how it's about diving deeper than the promotions that they would do to talk about their art Yes. and everything. Because sometimes when we hear about like our artists, they don't really have the opportunity to go deeper into like the reason why they created this or the reason why they're exploring this as a venture, right? And you yourself, you're an artist as well. You forgot to mention that. But I do want us to talk about, yeah, how has your creative venture been and what do you do?
I think so. I'm a writer. I typically write poems, short stories, essays. That's kind of my main jam. And I would say my journey into writing was relatively easier than what most other people probably would have gone through. I think I was very fortunate that in Dunedin I had a very good community, and when they were still running up, the Otepoti Writers Lab were a big, big help for me, connecting me with different people, pushing me beyond my comfort zone, teaching me new ways of writing and techniques that I probably wasn't too familiar with at the time. And so I think having that support was really, really beneficial for me. But as I started going through the writing world and started talking to more people, hanging out in more writing spaces, I couldn't help but notice that at times, as a young writer, it almost felt that I wasn't taken too seriously at times because of my age. People would often be very surprised when they see my publication history, and it wouldn't be a surprise of, oh, that's wonderful. It would be almost like a bewilderment and shock, like, how did you get there? Like, and people would, I had cases where people would mention older established writers and said, this person couldn't get there until they reached this age, or that person couldn't do that until this age. How did you get there at this age? Little things like that. And I guess I was too young to know what wouldn't work and what would work. So I just went for whatever, and I'm happy with the results I have. And so part of that is what led me to start the Art Lens, is being able to let young artists, not just writers, know that it doesn't matter how old you are or your lack of experience, as it were, if you believe in your art and you want to have a future in that art, I think it's very, very possible. I wouldn't be a writer now if I had listened to those initial doubts. So that's kind of where I'm coming from with my writing background. Yeah.
And everyone's on a different journey as well. And yeah, thank you for sharing your experience, because it really shows the realities of being a young artist in Otipoti. I'm really glad to know that you had connections, and also you've had the experience with the Otipoti Writers Lab and things like that. At the moment, just thinking about the resources and also the connections we have down here in Otipoti, what do you think would be a good start for young writers who are keen to explore their art a lot more?
That's a very good question. I think a very good start for young writers here in Dunedin is to connect with other writers and to get involved in community events. It's getting a lot harder for journals and magazines to get funding, because things are getting very difficult for everyone. But I think one of the beauties about writing is that a lot of community events are free to attend. People are, at least in Dunedin, people are very, very willing to support another person within their, like, within their skill, at least in the writing space, which you might not see in other kinds of art industries, which is really great. That's a win for writing. But I would say, if you're a young writer in Dunedin and you want to get into writing, just talking to other writers, connecting with your community and doing community events, engaging with community events is very, very important, because writing is a very lonely art. At the end of the day, you have to go into your room by yourself and get your notepad or your computer and write by yourself. It's a very lonely art. It can get quite lonely. And so to being able to talk to other writers, whether they're your peers or people that are older or younger, is very, very beneficial. And just having that community and people just being able to tell you that you're not alone, there are people that are in the same boat as you, it just changes your mindset completely. I felt very blessed when I actually got to talk to other people and found out that, oh, these thoughts and emotions, they're not just unique to me. I'm not the only person feeling this. It really does ease a lot of tension. It actually started in high school when one of my teachers at the time told me about a Canadian publication that was hosting a competition. It was for a BIPOC voices collection, and I decided to just go for it, and I had some encouragement from Otipoti Writers Lab to just go for it. So I went for it, and then I got a piece in the monologue, and that sort of did a rewiring on my brain, like, wow, I can actually do this. Mm-hmm. And then Otipoti Writers Lab had a lot of writing workshops, so we would come, share our work, do writing prompts and drafts. And so I was able to experiment and work on a lot of things poetry-wise. And I think it sounds very basic, but and it can be a bit cliche, but I think it really worked for me in the beginning because Otipoti Writers Lab believed in me. I remember when I got an email from them asking, hey, there's an opportunity to write for this magazine. Do you want to do it? Do you think it's possible? Here are the details. And they encouraged me, and I thought, why not? And that has opened the doors for me. I think something as simple as someone being, hey, I believe in you, is so, so uplifting. It sounds very cliche, almost Disney-like, but it does work. And I also had the support of my parents, too. I think that's probably a big aspect. I had family support, which I don't take for granted at all, because there are lots of young artists out there that have not been able to move on into their art career because they don't have that family support or friend support or community support. So family support is something I don't take for granted at all. So very, very grateful to my family, my parents and my brother for always being there for me. Aww. So shout out to them.
Yeah, and having that encouragement when you are starting, I think it just keeps it going as well. And thinking about your experience in the writing scene, you were also involved with the New Zealand Young Writers Festival last year. Yes. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes. So that wasn't the first time I had been involved with the New Zealand Young Writers Festival, but it was the first time they changed up their format a bit. So when I got the email saying, I was accepted into the New Zealand Young Writers Festival for 2025, there was another component that they didn't have in previous years. And that component was that we would spend 3 days on a marae, all the writers and the group, and just talk about writing, do writing workshops, sing waiatas, and just be there. And I think that was a very, very good experience. I made some very good friends, good solid connections with people, and it was just nice having that connection with other people. So that was really, really cool. And when we came back to Dunedin for the festival, it was so nice when we were reading our poems and everyone was just cheering loudly for each other and whooping and screaming. It was really, really nice. It truly felt like, yes, this is my community. Mm. So I really did like the festival, and I think they did amazing given all the funding cuts that has been affecting everyone. I think they did a very, very good job pulling it off in the end. So yeah.
Oh, it's good to know that spaces like the New Zealand Young Writers Festival is a chance for other writers for all across Aotearoa New Zealand to come together and create a bigger community. I really want us to talk about your first episode with Keira Wallace, and that's on the Art Lens. It was just launched a few days ago, and it's on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and everything else. But do you want to tell us your experience hosting the podcast?
Yes. So it was very nerve-wracking. That was the first time I've actually done a proper podcast recording session. But I think me and Keira, we ended up having a very good conversation, and it was fascinating for me to learn about things that I normally wouldn't go out of my way to learn about, if that makes sense. Keira talked about things in their music, in their songwriting process, how they view their own art. And it was very different to how I view my own art, or at least how I would think one would think about music. So I learned a lot, even though it was a chance for Keira to talk about their work and I was leading the conversation and asking questions. I think I learned a lot of things alongside the listeners. And so I think that was a very good learning experience for me.
Oh,
so.
I love how, you know, because as a podcast host myself, we learn a lot through the conversations we have with other people. And having a podcast is just a way to go deeper into the things you're interested in and also to hear their lives and their perspectives. And it's really cool that you got to interview Dunedin Kira Wallace as well. And there's so much there that you talked about. Just thinking about the voices of young artists in New Zealand that are often like overlooked in the art scene. Do you have any examples of the kinds of stories that you want to uplift in your podcast?
Yes, there are many. In fact, you used the perfect word. There are many overlooked voices, but specifically, right, people of color, migrants, refugees, LGBTQ youth, and so many other young voices, or voices, I should say, that have such unique, rich perspectives and experiences, but they don't ever get the platforms or opportunities to actually discuss it, especially within the context of their art within New Zealand culture. And so those are the kind of voices, alongside other voices, because we are quite a diverse country, but I want to be able to get those voices across so that people can listen and learn something new, just like I learned something new with Kira. So,
What do you usually write about?
That is such a broad question.
You can answer as broad as you want.
I generally write about my identity. So I was born in Nigeria, but I grew up in South Africa for 10 years before coming to New Zealand. And so I have different opinions and views on a lot of things from different cultures that are mutually incompatible. They're very different from each other. And so I write from my perspective of trying to make sense of it all, trying to understand the world through my own lens. I tend to write a lot about my own culture or my own identity within the context of Dunedin as a city. This is the only city I know since coming to this country. And I have a bit of a funny love-hate relationship with Dunedin. And so,
why is that?
When I came here, I had a bit of a rocky start to the country, and beginnings are very, very important in anything. And so I think that colored my view of Dunedin, especially at that age. And so I thought that this is how everyone else must act. This is how people are. And I think I had a lot of resentment in me. But it wasn't until much later when I met kind people, and I was a bit taken aback that people can actually be this kind, that I started slowly deconstructing my view of Dunedin. And that's why I have a bit of a love-hate relationship. I think I definitely love Dunedin more than I'd like to admit, but a lot of my writing, at least my recent writings, they revolve around my relationship with Dunedin and just how I view Dunedin. So, yeah.
When you think about home, what does it mean to you now?
Home now, I'll be honest with you, it's a mix of my life in South Africa and my life here. I left Nigeria as a baby, so I have no memories of that. A lot of the things I know about my culture, I learned it through my parents, through reading books or watching things online. It's very removed, so there's no deep personal connection, I'll say, between me and my Nigerian culture, or my Yoruba culture to be specific. When I generally think of home, I generally think of South Africa and New Zealand. So, yeah.
Oh. And I love that we get to explore more of the things you're passionate about on The Art Lens as well. So The Art Lens is a fortnightly radio show and podcast that airs on Mondays at 4:30 p.m. It's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts from. Do you have any advice for those young people out there who want to explore their art here in Otiputi?
I always feel a bit awkward giving advice because I'm young myself and I'm trying to navigate the world. But one advice I would like to give any young creative out there is just go for it. It sounds like such a repeated phrase. People say it all the time, but it actually does have a lot of meaning. There will be lots of people and things that might make you doubt yourself. You might be unsure. But if you just Disney style, believe in yourself, go for it, you will surprise yourself a lot. I know I surprised myself a lot when I just went for things without putting too much thought or thinking that I'll get anything from it. And then it reaped so many good benefits for me. I'm like, whoa. So just go for it. If there's something that you're eyeing or you've been looking at and you want to go for it, just go for it. So
as an overthinker, I think that is what I'll be taking out of this interview. just do it. You know, don't have to think too much on the things that you want to do. Thank you, Tamisha. We'll see you again next time. Otiputi Youth Vibe Check.
Vibe Check on Youth Zone is all about the young people and youth support organisations in Dunedin.
Fortnightly Wednesdays at 4:30 p.m. Hear about what's coming up around the city. Podcasts are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and oar.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.